This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
A group of cyclists are doing a one-day bike ride across Illinois, 150 miles from the banks of the Mississippi River in Thompson to the shores of Lake Michigan in Chicago. One of those riders is Dan Libman. He's the host of the podcast Under Rocks from our partner station WNIJ in DeKalb. He's also a published author and professor of English at Northern Illinois University, and today he's pulling over in the middle of his odyssey across Illinois to talk with us about his ride. Dan, welcome to the 21st.
Sure. Thank you, Brian.
Listeners, please note, because of the logistical challenges of doing an interview with somebody out in the middle of Illinois on a phone, we did have to pre-record it earlier this morning, so we won't be able to take your calls for this segment, but you can always let us know what you thought about our conversations by emailing us. The address is talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Okay, Dan, so you're in the beginning of your bike ride. Where are you now? Can you describe, what are you seeing out there?
Well, we started at the Thompson Causeway right on the Mississippi River, and we've been going about 2 hours, and we're in Polo. We're at a Casey's in Polo.
At a Casey's. Okay, you're going to get some pizza while you're there? Maybe not the best.
We're going to have some, absolutely. Pizza fuels this whole thing.
That's right. So what? Describe the scene. What has it been like on the road today?
Yeah, it's been beautiful. We were a little worried looking at the weather. You know, about a week ago, they were saying the weather was going to be coming from the west, which we were very excited about. But now it's actually coming from the east, but it's not that strong. And, I mean, the weather's just gorgeous. It's in about the maybe lower 80s, upper 70s, slightly sunny.
So you have a headwind for 150 miles. Oh, goodness. How many miles have you gone?
Well, we've gone 30 miles, yes.
30 miles, okay.
We like to think of it as a cooling wind.
When do you expect to hit Lake Michigan?
Well, we're hoping to get there about somewhere between 6 and 7 p.m. tonight.
Okay. So long ride. So can you talk about what do we call it, the Peloton? How many people are you riding with? What's the group look like?
The group looks great. I'll tell you what, since I'm one of the slowest people, I'm always behind there. So I can tell you they look great from where I'm at. Got a guy named Dominic Cozy who has done the ride before with me, and he's really one of the fathers of the ride. It was his idea originally. We got a guy named Stu Gerwick with us, a guy named Jason Augsburger, and a guy named Danny Dunn. So I think that's five of us.
Yeah. All right. So what is the maybe you can just talk about, like, what animates this ride? What made you 150 miles across Illinois?
Well, part of it, there was a couple of things. Part of it was just to sort of see the whole breadth of the state. And this is not the first time we've done it, but we've always changed the route up a little bit. And every year we try to bring different people along, Dominic and I. And what we found is that it's sort of what starts out is kind of you're worried about doing the 150 miles. Can I do it? Will there be enough food and all that stuff like that? But by the time you get to the end, it's almost you're having kind of an endorphin high, and you've really seen a lot of stuff. You start out in the lowlands by the Mississippi River. There's all this rolling farmland, and it's misty in the morning, and you know, it takes a long time, and then you get to the suburbs, and of course there starts to be a much more populated roads. And by the time you get to Chicago, runners describe that feeling, that high, you know, at the end, that there's just something else happening. You're outside of your body experiencing it. And that's what it's like, just to kind of be, you know, we end up on Madison Avenue going towards Lake Michigan. And so almost I don't want to overdo it, but it's almost a spiritual experience to have seen all that in one day and to have powered through it on your just your own pedal power.
Yeah, no, it is remarkable. Can you tell? So I understand when people, I've never done a marathon, and I've probably never biked more than about 25 miles at a stretch. So I'm just trying to wrap my mind around the training that goes into this. Are you actually doing centuries, 100 mile rides as you are, you know, working your way up to being able to do 150?
Well, I don't know that anybody's actually trained per se for the ride, but it is true that everybody on the ride does a lot of biking. So, yeah, I mean, most of us have done centuries before, and had a kind of experience under the belt, but it's not really a speedy ride. And if you've gone 25 miles, this is just, six times that. Math's not really my strong suit, but
your math is correct. Your use of the word "just," though, is making me question your professorship of English. No, I'm just curious. I mean, how do you go into training? I imagine in winter, we're coming out of winter. It's spring still. This is maybe early in the cycling season. Or are you biking all year round?
Sure. You're not going to like this answer, but I am biking all year round. I'm one of those people that you see on fat tire bicycles and riding in cornfields as much as I can. So, yeah, I don't really take a break from it.
All right. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dan Libman. He's the host of the WNIJ podcast Under Rocks, also a published author and professor of English at Northern Illinois University. And today he's participating in a one-day bike ride across Illinois from the Mississippi River to Lake Michigan, from Thompson to Chicago. It's a 150-mile journey. He's pulled over during his ride to talk with us today on the 21st. So, Dan, you're the host of the, as I mentioned, this podcast, Under Rocks. Can you tell us a little bit about the podcast and how the bike ride connects to what the podcast is all about?
Sure, yeah. The idea for the Under Rocks podcast is that we look at stuff that, what's quirky and unusual in your small towns and in, like, people let us, we started WNIJ, which is in DeKalb, and so there's a lot of little small towns around, and people call us and say, there's this monument here. I've never quite known what it was for, or here's a statue. What's the background of that? And we take a look at, we like to say, what's unusual and quirky in your town, and we look at it. And so this just fits right in, because here's an opportunity to see a big chunk of Illinois beginning to end.
And
we don't
even
have to look under rocks for it.
Right. I understand you're making an episode based off this podcast. I'm curious, do you go in with sort of a game plan? You've mapped out, you looked at the towns along the route, or you just sort of, you bring, I don't know if you have an audio recorder with you, and kind of see what you can as you go along?
Yeah, we have a GoPro, and I also have a little audio recorder. The problem is that I keep forgetting to turn it on, because, there's so much involved in actually just moving yourself from point to point, but and of course we have mapped out the route pretty carefully. Obviously Illinois has some stretches that are quite wider than 150 miles, but a whole lot, as I like to say, that are a lot thinner, so a lot narrower. We didn't pick the narrowest part, but certainly not the fattest part.
Yeah. And so maybe you can just talk a little bit about what you've seen on your ride so far. Yeah, what can listeners expect that you've seen so far to make it into the podcast? Anything interesting, exciting out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's right now we're looking at a lot of cornfields, and the fields are low. And I'll tell you what, here comes a big spoiler, but we got to a bridge that was already under construction, so we had to quickly come up with some kind of ad hoc detour. We got into a town called Milledgeville, which I'd never been to before, but we had to figure out our way around it. So it's already been pretty exciting.
Illinois sort of has a mixed record when it comes to state laws and being bicycle friendly. I wonder, what has your experience been like in terms of, being able to share the road with other vehicles?
That's a great question. And it is an issue, and there are definitely roads where it's a lot more comfortable to be on a bicycle than others. I've found mostly people are well aware that you're supposed to stay back and give a little toot on your horn as you pass a cyclist. You're supposed to give us three feet. And I think most motorists do that when possible. So it's not so bad, but it could always be a little bit better. We have flashing lights on our bicycles, both front and back, so people can see us. We're not too worried about it. And of course, a lot of what we're going to be doing is on bike trails once we get closer to the city.
Oh, interesting. So you have a little more protected route on your way in.
So
what I'm trying to imagine the mechanics of this. I mean, do you stop and eat a lot? Or are you just sort of taking in protein bars and gel packs? Or what is your fuel consumption like?
Both of those things. Yeah. So like I said, we've had breakfast pizza, and now we're heading towards Oregon and Sycamore. And Sycamore is about the halfway point of the state for us on our route. So we'll stop there for a little bit of more substantial food. And then we'll be back on Cliff Bars and Gatorade probably until we get to Maywood Oak Park area, and then we're on the city streets. And then, you know, you start to smell those restaurants, and there's all those new breweries, and things get a lot slower.
It's going to be midnight before you're pulling in up to the lake.
Possible.
Do you have a support team, like people in a minivan or something like that, riding along for mechanical issues or anything?
No, we're on our own, although I would like to thank my wife, Molly, who drove us out in a farm truck to the Thompson Causeway and is going to drop that same farm truck in Elburn. So we're going to take the train back from Chicago and drive back from Elburn. So Molly's done a lot of work today, too.
Wow. So and maybe you can sort of give let me take another moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dan Libman. He's the host of the podcast Under Rocks from WNIJ, also an author and professor of English at Northern Illinois University. He's doing part of a one-day bike ride across Illinois from Thompson to Chicago, from the banks of the Mississippi to the shores of Lake Michigan. It's about 150 miles. He's pulled over during the ride to talk with us. Are you listening to podcasts or music while you're going, or just taking in the sounds around you?
I think it's safer to just listen to the traffic. I'm here with the crew. Any of you guys listening to anything while we ride? I think we talk to each other and kind of make fun of each other, and there's a good bit of banter. This is a funny crew, so yeah, we don't have to listen to podcasts. We're going to listen to your show when it airs this afternoon, though.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, maybe you can give listeners an idea of what they might expect in a another. Do you have a particular favorite episode of Under Rocks for people who might not be familiar with the show?
Sure. And there is that archive that's available. We did one over the winter on ice fishing, and I thought I had never done that before, and all my ice fishing knowledge had come from Garrison Keillor, so it was fun to actually get out and do it myself. It turns out people use gas-powered augers, which you never hear about in Lake Wobegon. And that was a good one. I think that's a good place for people to start.
Yeah, where did you go ice fishing?
You know what? I was sworn to secrecy. It's in the WNIJ listening area. It was just over the border of Wisconsin, but beyond that, I can't tell you.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's a little lake.
What were your revelations about, you know, what's the big takeaway from ice fishing? That what did you go into it expecting that, you know, defied your expectations maybe?
I didn't expect to catch anything, and I did catch something, but my guide made me throw it back because it wasn't big enough. So much like in a lot of life, prepare to, even when you win, you sort of end up losing. I had to throw the fish back.
All right. So when you pull up to Lake Michigan this evening, hopefully you said between 6 and 7 tonight, what is victory? What is the podium ceremony going to look like, so to speak? You planning a swim or anything like that?
We dip our front wheel. It's sort of a tradition. We dipped our back wheels in the Mississippi, and we're going to dip our front wheels into Lake Michigan, you know, to symbolize having crossed the state. And then I think we're just going to open a bunch of beer. Is that the plan? Is that the plan, guys? Yeah, it's just going to be all beer. And then we're going to get to the train.
All right. Well, safe travels on your journey. It sounds like you have more than 100 miles to go, so good luck. As listeners hear this, you'll probably be beyond the halfway point. And thank you for taking the time to share some of your ride with us today.
Thanks so much for talking to us. This was fun.
We have been speaking with Dan Libman. Dan's the host of the podcast Under Rocks from our partner station, WNIJ. He's also English professor at Northern Illinois University, and he's on a one-day bike ride across Illinois from the Mississippi River to Lake Michigan, 150 miles. And that is all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to join our texting group. We hear interesting things from listeners. It informs our coverage. You can sign up by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. You can also stay up to date with us on Twitter. Just search for 21ST Show. We tweet out links with analysis and background about what we've been talking about. We're also on Facebook. You can just search for The 21st to like us and comment on what we've been working on, or post questions or comments you want us to ask on air. All those links, every other way to contact us. If you want to leave us a voicemail, send an email, follow us on social media, it's all at our website, 21stshow.org. We've got all of our past shows there, and you can find us most places you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and NPR One among them. Just search for The 21st. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.